ask everybody to sit, please. For you that don't know, I am Lois Grant. I don't always come out on Sunday morning. I teach class. So if I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you, I'd like to greet you this morning. And if you're a mom, wish you a happy Mother's Day. As Ryan and I, as you know, our in-laws are out of town, so this fell on us this year. And we were talking, and this is maybe an extension of my heart. He said, well, why don't we have the ladies do it? And I thought, well, you want to speak? And I said, no, because I know in this congregation there's lots of women. We're going to have three tonight, two this morning, can say what's probably on my heart better than I can. But I just want to take a couple of minutes. First of all, I'll introduce the speakers, but then I want to pray for them and for the congregation. Vonna Mackey will be speaking first. She's involved in our hyphen. And then Fiona Demas will be speaking last, and she's involved in all our student ministry. But this is my heart thing, and you can close your eyes if you want to or not, but all of us have a relationship with our mom. We're obviously born, and where you are in your relationship is depends upon probably where you age-wise you are, and you also have relationships with your children. And it's my desire just to pray for those relationships. First of all, if you're a mom and you have young children, I just pray for you to have strength, physical strength, and emotional strength. And then as your kids grow, the wisdom, maybe you don't need the physical strength as much, but you need the emotional and the wisdom like you've never known, especially for teenagers. And then as they grow older, you have to have the strength to open your hand and let them go and fly on their own. And you have to have the wisdom to know when not to say anything. And then as you grow older, you're like me. You have to deal with a mom that you would like to really tell her what to do, but she's your mom. And you can't. And then there are those. I know I have a great mom. I have a great mother-in-law, and I've had women in my life that I've called second moms, and I've had great relationships with all of them. But I know that's not always true. And so if that's not true in your life, I pray that this day would be a day of forgiveness and a day of reconciliation. And if you're one of those moms that your kids or your moms aren't here because of distance, I pray that maybe your arms aren't full today, but your hearts will be. And I pray that if you're not a mom, that you can just feel as much fulfillment as the woman next to you. And that's my prayer for every woman in this congregation and for every man that has a mom. And in that note, I would like to introduce to you our first speaker, Vonna Mackey.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out here. Well, first, I guess I'd just like to say thank you for this opportunity. Definitely, it's a great honor. I appreciate it. And also, I want to say thank you to my mom. She couldn't be here today, but hopefully she'll get a chance to listen to this. But I'd like to start off reading a scripture, and I'm sorry, Debbie, I forgot to give you my scripture this morning, but it's Psalms 89, verse 1. And it starts, it says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. And I just want to start off saying that God has been so faithful in my life. He's been so faithful to me. And I realized, you know, looking back, I'm 31, and I can just see God's hand of protection on everything in my life. And I'd like to share a story with you concerning God being faithful and merciful in my life. It was about 1988, 89, and I'm from Tacoma, Washington. So just a beautiful summer day. And we were with my father, and he took us to a nearby city to a barbecue. It was about a 40-minute drive, and, you know, it was us kids, we didn't really get to spend a lot of time with my dad. It was my older sister, Ebony, some of you may not know, and I have a baby brother, and his name is Kirk, and we were just really excited to hang out with my dad that day. And I remember when we arrived there, we were playing at a park, and we were just having a good time. We were hanging out, and my father, you know, was at his friend's house, and I remember him picking us up from the park and taking us to another house to hang out. But unfortunately, during this time, he had been drinking, and so, you know, there was just some kind of, he wasn't quite there. And I remember that my mom was in school at that time, so she didn't come with us, and she was at home, and I remember her saying that night, right before she went to bed, that she felt a strong urge to pray. And being new in the Lord, she kind of dismissed it, and she just didn't really think anything of it. So she lay back down. And she said, you know, when she lay back down, she's like, you know, she just still felt really uneasy. So then she felt that strong urge to pray again, and this time she said she heard the Lord say, pray. So she immediately said, she got on her knees, and she said, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but just please take care of it. And then she continued to pray. And unknown to her, she was praying for our lives that night. During our drive back, I remember my dad had reached down to light a cigarette, and he lost control of the car. And we began to spin down the freeway. And my sister tells me, she remembers, and I remember this, she said one of us was shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And my dad was shouting back. He was telling us to be quiet, and he was really nervous, you know, I assume. And, you know, we were all just freaking out in the car. And I remember, you know, I was on the side and just hitting the side of the car as it was spinning. And then all of a sudden, we just came to a halt. And as soon as we did, I remember my dad said, get out of the car. And he said, very slowly. We basically had hit a guardrail, and we were stopped on the side of the road, and the car was teetering back and forth on the side, at the top of a gully. So it was like this deep, deep, deep ditch that we were just teetering on. And I remember when I got out, I kind of peeked a little over the edge, and it was dark, and I could just see the trees that were lined on the side of it. And I could tell there was definitely a long drop down there. And thankfully, you know, we were spared that night. The Lord kept us. He was very faithful. My mom's prayers were answered, and he had his hand upon us. And I tell you this story, there's so much that you can take from it, because it's a miracle that we never got hit by another car as we were spinning on the freeway, and that our car never rolled down into the gully. Even when they came to tow it away, it teetered. And the thing that stands out to me is how merciful God was, and again, how faithful he was. And I say this today, that there are times when we all teeter with life's decisions and circumstances that would present life or death to us. Has God ever impressed you, you know, to pray in an urgent way? Or have you ever had that moment where you felt God reaching down into the depth of your soul to show himself real to you? And I say sometimes we don't realize what God is doing in our lives, that we can just take the surface view and think, especially from my story, you know, this is a great, powerful thing that God did. I mean, he spared our family's life. But the thing that I take most from this is that God was showing himself real to my mom. And he was showing himself real to my brother and sister and I that day. And it marked the start of a relationship with my creator, with God. And he continued to show himself real in our lives. And I would say, sometimes God takes what seems like devastating things in life and uses them to draw us to him. All morning I had been, you know, had this song in my mind, and I think this is just a small chorus from a song. And the song is just to know you. I want to know you. To know you, Lord. I want to know you. And I believe from, you know, this situation in my life that God was just already starting to cultivate this atmosphere of, I'm just showing myself strong to you. I'm showing myself real to you because I'm going to have a deep relationship with you. And this is just the beginning of it. And this experience, you know, has made me realize really how real God was. And I'm so grateful that my mom, that she prayed. And in her praying, you know, there's just such a ripple effect. And if I can encourage all mothers out there, I'm a mother, I'm a young mother, and I'm learning so much. But if I can encourage you in anything, keep praying for your kids. Keep praying for them. You don't know what God is doing. Even though we don't see sometimes that, you know, we don't see the results right away. We don't see what's going on. But, you know, if my story, my situation, I can look back and say, God, you kept me all the way back then. I'm 5, 6 years old, and he already was just working in my life. So I'm just so thankful for my mom, and I'm thankful. You know, last year I kind of briefly spoke, and I talked about how my mom wasn't afraid to tell us the truth, that she kept us in the Word of God, and that she raised us, you know, in God, and I'm so grateful for that. And I want to just, you know, read this scripture again. Sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. You know, with your mouth make known his faithfulness to all generations. And to tell you, no matter what happens in life, you never know what God is doing. To always sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. To always make known his faithfulness to all generations. Because you don't know the effect that it's going to have on somebody. And my prayer today was that my story that I've shared with you will have lasting effects on you. That something will just grip you deep in your heart and will draw you to God. Because this is what, you know, this situation in my life, this is what it did to me. It made me feel like there is something more to life. There is something more that God has for me. There is a relationship. There is something that God has for each and every one of us. And he wants us to get to that depth and to that place with him where we can be so close to him. And I'm so grateful and thankful for that. And I just want to say God bless you and thank you for this.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Vanna. We need to hear about the power of a mother's prayer. Amen. I just also want to say thank you to Pastor Grant, Pastor Roy, for giving us the opportunity to come up here and share our hearts. And thank you to Lois for the kind words that you spoke. It means so much. And I also want to recognize my husband. I appreciate his love and support, and I really appreciate his leadership in my life. And all of these people that I've mentioned have impacted me in some way, and I'm so grateful for the leadership of this church. Can we give them a hand? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the past few weeks have been a busy time for the Demos household. With the move to our new house soon approaching, we have been busy bees. And our days have been filled with packing and cleaning and ministry and cleaning and rearranging. And did I mention that cleaning part of it? Because that's in there quite frequently. So, as we've been doing a lot of cleaning in our new house and preparing to move in, I've been down on the floor of our new house, scrubbing it on my hands and knees, because they were so generously covered with a tenaciously sticky residue that would not come off any other way but being down on your hands and knees and scrubbing. So I've also been getting a great workout, thank you, Jesus, and I'm grateful. But as I was down on my hands and knees, scrubbing my floor, you know, thinking about what can I talk to mothers about today, mothers were on my mind. And I just had this thought, you know, motherhood is not a Swiffer type job. Do you guys know what a Swiffer is? How many of you use a Swiffer in your household, ladies? Motherhood is not a Swiffer type job. Motherhood takes you getting down on your hands and knees. Amen. Amen. And so I was thinking about that. I was thinking about motherhood. And right away, as I was scrubbing, my mom came to mind. She has come alongside me these past few weeks and sacrificed her time, her energy, and her body to help me get my house in order and to get everything together. And I thank you for that, Mom. And I know I couldn't have done it without you, so I want to put a plug in there. I appreciate so much her sacrifice of time and energy. And I really feel like that's what a mother is all about. That's what being a mom is all about. Now, I asked the members of CGC via Facebook to describe the word mother with one word. And so here are the results from that question. They said committed, exhausted, nurturing, sleepless, caring, a blessing, hilarious. Kim, I'll let you figure out which one of your daughters said that. Selfless, superwoman, friend, loving, compassionate, constant, praying, flexible, forgiving, giving, hero, sacrificing. It was kind of interesting that there were not very many repeated words in there, that a mother was all-consuming with all of these different descriptive words of what a mother could be. And as I look through each of these words, I noticed that each word required the mother to give something of herself. And I just kept coming back to that word, sacrifice. I believe that motherhood can be defined by the word sacrifice. As we've heard and of the stories that the mothers have shared, mothers sacrifice their time, their energy, their privacy, their own well-being, their sleep, their body, their lifestyle, and so much more. And motherhood, again, is encompassed in that word, sacrifice. Now, I apologize to Debbie as well. I did not offer her my scripture references, so please bear with me on that. I find it interesting that the word mother is first mentioned in the Bible in Genesis 2:24. And in Genesis 2:24, it says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. I find it interesting that the first time the word mother is mentioned, that is associated with loss and letting go of a child. Right away, God's word is giving us an accurate picture of what motherhood is really all about. Now, although I have not personally experienced motherhood myself, I've had experiences that have given me maybe a little glimpse into what motherhood is. My mom was very sick when I was a teenager with an undiagnosed illness, and in that time, she had my brother. And I was 15 at the time, and I basically took on the role of caring for him when she was unable to. And I learned a whole lot really fast through that experience. I've also had the experience of youth ministry and working with teenagers. And that was a whole new world. I commend all you parents of teenagers. Don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And then recently I've also had the experience of working with twins, two beautiful twin girls that are in their toddler age. And I've learned all about how to work with twin toddlers. And so these experiences have really helped me to get a glimpse into what motherhood is about. And in each case, with my brother, with all the children in youth ministry, and with the two beautiful twins, Olivia and Isabella, my heart is so full of love for each child. But yet, I observe a mother with her child, and what I feel cannot even begin to compare to what I see in a mother's love. A mother's love is unconditional. And I think it's really interesting that here we find the key to why mothers sacrifice so much. It's because of their love. The Bible places great importance on mothers. We read in Ephesians 6:2 that honoring your father and mother is the first commandment with promise. Why? because the role of a father and mother are important to God. This morning and this little message that I have is not about teaching you how to grow as a mother, because I have yet to learn really what that's all about. And it's not about steering you away from common parenting missteps, although both of those are really, really important. But this morning is meant to celebrate and honor you as a mother. Many of you know that Phil and I are unable to have children. Now, I preface this by saying I don't say that for sympathy, and I really don't say that out of sadness, because I trust God's plan for my life, and whether it includes children or not, I know that His plan is the best plan for my life. Amen? But I was so honored when I was given this opportunity to address mothers, because through the experience of not being able to have children, over the past couple years, I've been able to look into motherhood and observe how beautiful it is and what it's really all about. And I want to say from my heart that I have observed some of the most beautiful mothers here at Calvary Gospel Church. I admire you, and I applaud you. I admire the sacrifice that you make for your children. I admire your commitment to raising them up in the ways of the Lord. What you are doing, the changing of the diapers, the cleaning up of all the messes, the arguments with those teenagers, it's not menial, it's not insignificant, and it has an eternal impact. I want to encourage you from an outsider looking in to continue to strive to be a godly mother. You know, sometimes from my observation, I look at the mothers, and motherhood can be wearisome. How many of you agree with that as a mom? Motherhood, from my observation, can be tiring, and you sometimes feel like, man, how much longer can I do this? But I want to encourage you, don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep sacrificing the way that you're sacrificing, because in the end, that's what's going to have a lasting impact on your child's life. And when you step into the holy of holy place and you meet your Savior face to face, the best thing that will be there by your side if you continue to strive to be a godly mom is your children. That's the best thing, because you can take your children with you, right? You can take your children with you. Now, I just want to take some time to talk about some of the mothers that I've observed here at Calvary Gospel Church. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I just really feel that we are surrounded by so many women that we can learn from here. I look at Sister Linda Brown, and I love the praying spirit that she has for her children. I love that she wants to have family get-togethers, and sometimes her children may think it might be too much, but I love that she wants to create a unity within their family. I look at Sister Julie Powell, and I see just how awesome she is, and the love that she has for her children, and the wisdom that she has when working with her children, and I could go through and name. I look at Sister Manley. I love watching Sister Manley. She's one of my heroes, because not only is she a mother, but she mothers others as well that are not necessarily a part of her personal family. Amen. I love that. There are so many women. I could go through one by one and commend you for all that you do, the time and the energy that you put in. And as I was thinking about this mother's sacrificial love and how special that's become to me to see that in other people, in turn, I've realized that we all need to have the sacrificial love of a mother. We all can benefit from the spirit of a mother. That sacrificial love is something that sounds pretty familiar, right? Because Christ himself exemplified sacrificial love at a cross. It says in Romans 5:8 that God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And this scripture was recently preached on in 1 John 3:16. It says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for others." We need to have that spirit of a mother, that sacrificial love, that unconditional love, that praying spirit, whatever it is, that all these words that we've said and all these things that we've said that a mother is, we need to take that same thing, no matter if you're a man or a woman, and apply it to our lives, because in all reality, a mother's love, a mother's sacrifice is just a reflection of Jesus Christ's love and his sacrifice. More and more through the experience that I've had of not being able to have children, and again, I'm not saying that so that you'll feel bad. This is just where I'm coming from. I have learned that special love that I've observed, I need to have toward other people. And I have had this desire in my heart to reach out and look past faults and failures. Because doesn't a mom do that? I am so grateful my mom has looked past all my faults and failures. But I have realized I need to reach out and look past faults and failures and look past color or look past whatever it is that might be a barrier in my mind. And not that color is, I didn't mean it that way. But look past all of the things that might be a barrier and say, you know what, I need to love. And not just love whether you love me back. Not just love whether I think you deserve love. Not just love because I'm going to get something in return. But love because that's what God's word says and that's what people need. Well, maybe you've never experienced all the things that I've talked about in your relationship with your mother, like Sister Lois mentioned. Maybe you've never even experienced what sacrificial love is. And, you know, maybe you've come from a broken or dysfunctional family. Well, I have good news for you today. You can experience that love today. Jesus Christ died for you, for your sins, and he sacrificed himself just for you. His love is greater than any earthly love you could ever experience. And he is waiting to take you in his arms and show you what his love is truly all about. I've just seen in my own life, my mom is a single parent. She raised me in the truth, and I'm here today only because of her. And I've seen how in my life, As Sister Lois has mentioned, and how even Vanna has mentioned, that sometimes the things that you look at and take as a trial, as maybe an area of brokenness in your life, you know, those are the very things that God uses to make you who he wants you to be and to draw you into a close relationship unlike ever before. You know, and so if you're here today and you're feeling that feeling of brokenness, or you're feeling like there's just no hope, or you're feeling you're in a place of a trial that's insurmountable, if you're feeling that maybe just a relationship you have is just so broken that there's no hope, I want you to know that that is Jesus's way of saying, come to me, come to me. As I've embraced the brokenness that I faced in my life, I have come to know the most loving Savior of all. I have come to know someone who cares more for me than even my own mother could. Someone who loves me even more than my husband could. Someone who has brought healing to my heart in ways that I can't even express with words. And that same Savior, that same God, is here today. And He handpicked you to be here today so He could simply say, come, lay down your burdens. I love you. Won't you stand with me if the musicians could come? So my question to you on this Mother's Day is, will you come down to the front today, those who are hurting and broken, and let the Lord do a work in your life? The mothers who are maybe tired and weary from what motherhood is all about, who've sacrificed and who've loved, would you just come down today and let the Lord refresh you? He has a refreshing, a special refreshing waiting just for you. If you're sick in your body today and you would like prayer for healing, please come down to my right, your left, and our ministers will pray for you. Maybe you're facing a difficulty like I talked about that's insurmountable in your mind. Would you come down to the middle today and let somebody pray with you? Or maybe you've never experienced the gift of God's Spirit living inside of you. Would you come down to my left and your right and let somebody pray with you today? Won't you come? God has something for you today. Don't leave without getting a touch from Him. Let Him give you the best Mother's Day gift of all, a refreshing, a renewing in your spirit, the ability to feel that love that maybe you've never felt before. Won't you come? And maybe you don't have a need this morning. Why don't you just find your mother? Why don't you just grab the hand of your mother if she's next to you and pray a prayer of blessing and strength over her? Let's just reach out to the Lord right now. God, we worship you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you, God. We thank you.